Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 60 of 2-Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
He's Ray.
And they are Tim and Ray.
Yeah, thankfully we have Eddie on the show again one last time while he's still stuck here at home with me.
Literally, you know, stuck because of the snow and ice. I've pretty much been, you know, frozen in all week. So, like, I can't get out now.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you, Eddie, because I hate having subpar content on the website, so I feel like we need to fill that in with a third person here again.
Yes, mid-par content on the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Well, we will get to that in a moment, but first we are going to do a little bit of Rick-a-Rick-it remix. With this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. Suggested by commenter Godoink is a remix from Sonic the Hedgehog 3 called The Outer Space Machine by Relic. And if you'd like to add it to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head on over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself. And lots of people head to our site every week. Or every moment, apparently, for some
people. Every moment of every waking day. Every moment that there's not something new to look at is another moment to be angry.
That'll take us to our topic of the week, which is...
Jerky fans.
No.
We hate you all.
Disgruntled 2-piece start perusers.
So here's the question. I'm just going to come out and say it.
Say it, Ray.
Do we need you anymore, Tim? No. I'm going to come out and say it. If we are having a rough week... And it's like, you know what? We just can't have a podcast. Or, you know what? We just can't have a comic. Is it better to just leave it be nothing or put something there that's not our usual, but something, at least something in a spot?
Well, let me speak as a person who's not involved with the making of the comic at all and someone who just reads it. I was one of those people who listened to not the last podcast, because I was in that. The previous podcast. I was going to say I listened to the last podcast and I hated it. That would sound really horrible. Because it's like, hey, you were in it. Oh, I still hated it. No, the previous podcast where it was just Ray, and even though it was called Don't Listen to This, I really did not listen. I didn't take that advice. I should have taken that advice. Didn't take it. It
you
was
didn't
my
listen
own fault.
To the advice not to listen.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. I took it a little too meta.
So in a way, he didn't listen.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I definitely see it from both sides, which is that if you didn't have anything, I would have been like, hey, where's the podcast? This is disappointing. And yet, you put something up, and it was still like, but this isn't the same, so it's not good enough, so I'm still mad. It's the Kobayashi Maru of 2-piece start, basically. You're screwed either way. Either choice you make, you're going to be in trouble. So basically, yeah. The only answer is you have to do something really great every single week.
Oh, fantastic.
Good to know.
Well, Eddie, looks like you'll be sticking around Salem for quite some time then.
We'll hire him on, Ray. We'll pay him your salary and, you know, that'll help keep the content up.
Yeah, what are the health benefits, by the way? Because, you know, I...
Non-existent.
We get pretty unhealthy from all the video game playing and not eating that goes on.
Late nights, comics.
Yes, late night
discussions,
brawl replay watching, and, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tim, what's your take?
Well, I mean, the truth is that life kind of happens, despite 2-piece start. Yeah, believe it or not, people, Ray and I do have actual real lives, and things happen like holidays, and, you know, while we're enjoying time with friends and family and busyness of this time of year, it's just not the number one priority for us to get, you know, to spend the typical however many hours it takes to get a comic up there. And as much, I think, Ray, we would have loved to have put one of those two comics, Christmas comics, up that we had talked about, right?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, yeah. we had all the hope and intention to do that, but just things happen, you know? Like, would you rather spend 10 hours on that comic or spend quality time with your brother who's in town for a few days, you know?
Depends on what game we're playing.
Well, I mean, the fact that he's on the podcast right now, you only have one answer that you could possibly give. But.
I think about it this way. I know people who will complain about television in the sense that, oh man, I have to wait to watch the next season of this show. I don't get to see any episodes. And normally what happens in the past is that the network shows reruns during that time. And mm-hmm. when they show reruns, people complain about, oh, they're showing a rerun, it's not a new one. And if they don't show it at all, they complain about, oh, there's not a new one on. So the only way to satisfy them is to have a brand new episode of the show every single week of the year, which, in case you haven't noticed, never happens because people have to take time off. They need to live their lives, have vacations. And so to expect that there's going to be a top quality comic every single week of the year, nonstop, is maybe asking a little too much when, comparatively speaking, the people on TV actually do get paid for what they're doing, you know?
Well, so, and the other thing is, I mean, like your analogy because, yes. You know, none of the new TV shows that are on right now had episodes during the week of Christmas or Thanksgiving. Like, they realize people are going to be spending time away from their TVs for part of those holiday weeks, so they don't bother airing new episodes even though they have them to show. So, I mean, that shows you something right there is, you know, if they can take a break, I think we could probably too.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, not to be candid about it, I mean, we do get money from 2-piece start, but it's not enough to actually, you know, mean much of anything.
Yeah, certainly if this was our living, we would be spending the time to do it, right?
Right.
I mean, because we need you guys to come because our livelihoods depend on it. But, you know, we make enough money to cover the cost of the site, which has grown quite a bit since having to move hosts, and then a little bit more, like I'd say maybe $100 mm-hmm. in a month. And I don't mind, you know, saying that. Over the cost of the site, probably $100. And Ray, what does it take you every week to do a podcast and a comic?
It takes me time. That's what it takes.
I mean, what, 10 hours at least?
Yeah, combined, I'd say so.
And that's per week. And I mean, I put some time into it too. It's not like my time is nothing. You know, I gotta come up with ideas, and I'm part of the podcast, and I'm managing the site. So there's quite a bit of time every week. And so it's not like we're not even making minimum wage here doing the site. So that's not why we do it. We do it because we love it, and we love, you know, when people leave comments that are not evil.
Since we do it because we love it, it is a little harsh when we have people leaving comments that, like, just rip on us because we don't have a quality comic up on Christmas Eve, you know? It's like,
Well,
we try, people.
I know some of those were done in jest, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, when I read some of the regulars, I know they're just kidding about it, you know. But, you know, there's some sites like VG Cats, for instance. They're a very popular webcomic because they're established, but they update it like maybe once a month or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we certainly could just update it when we have a really funny idea, but I feel like I think the pressure of a weekly schedule keeps the quality up, to be honest. Because if we're like, I don't really have a great idea, then we don't push to get that great idea, and you don't push to get, you know, the great
right.
workout on time, and then everything just becomes like once in a while we'll feel like doing it, and that's kind
of
why.
And that
I'd
is a quote
put up
taken out of context that'd be perfect for a future episode.
I'm gonna have to listen back to what I just said because I don't even remember at this point.
In case anyone tuned in late and they didn't hear like the you know, whatever opening music Ray puts in and whatever the artwork is, this is the whining and justification segment of the podcast. Tune in next week for a new.
Ray's gonna just edit this to heck and it'll sound perfectly rational. But
every week
it is late. I don't know what else.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments.
So we didn't have any this time.
Right.
Boo.
Who wants to go first on this one for suggestion box?
I'll actually go first because if I don't, someone else is going to take it.
Dang it. What have I done?
it's relative. Fluffy Panda writes, that looks like a hell of a lot of effort for... quote unquote filler. Nice Christmassy logo too. Thanks for putting the work in on Christmas, Ray. People complaining about this lovely little update will be getting a visit from the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and yet to come tonight. I really don't understand people sometimes. Work for us for free on Christmas. Sigh.
Thank you, Fluffy Panda.
Thank you.
No coal in your stocking.
That's right.
Just a comic coal. Slam. Well, my suggestion box goes to Mike, who says...
I was just looking at that one.
I saw that one too.
I have to sell this with a voice. All gaming comics are on a decline. Snafu sucks now. VG Cats is terrible. Two-piece start is still kind of bearable, but it's been on a downward trend. Thanks, Mike.
Well, at least he put us above VG Cats and Snafu. those are two much more popular sites than ours. So
that's true,
I'll take that. I'll take that any day. I mean, Mike, I kind of agree with you in another way that, you know, this downward trend idea. It's like it feels that way in some sense because we've been kind of off with, you know, I was gone 1 week for the podcast and. The filler comic this week, or non-comic.
You guys used to be good.
I know. And then there's a couple weeks where we've just kind of last minute come up with an idea, and it worked out, but I've felt like we're a little off recently, you know?
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
And, you know, again, part of it's just the timing of things, and there's, you know, when I look through the archives, I'll see like three or four in a row that I love. And then the rest are like, then, you know, there's, you go on.
The
like,
rest.
Not the rest, yeah. But no, I'll go on. There's like, oh, those are okay. And then, you know, there's another group. So it's hit and miss, you know.
It comes in waves is the thing.
Yeah, it certainly does. So let's hope a good wave is forthcoming.
Yes, let us hope.
Let us hope.
Here's to 2009.
Yes.
Be a brand new year after the next comic, which I don't know that's going to be.
So the next comic will still suck because it's in 2008. So we're just getting that out of the way right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes down right now, people.
Yes. Hope and change.
Expectations set too low.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's that time. Things are dark. It does not look good. Santa is gone. The sleigh is black. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. I'm running out of these things, Tim.
Well,
oh,
David,
no.
You know, you got ripped on last week because you didn't pick the polar bear or something.
Yeah,
right?
Bark the polar bear.
Yeah, they said you're losing it here, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd already mentioned him once before, but, yeah, I guess, boy. I'll say Emerald. Well, my Black Doom Award will go to mapping multiple actions to the same button.
No.
That's a classic, of this generation. I see that.
Oh, boy. Because Eddie and I have been playing, Lego Indiana Jones, and...
The original adventures,
yes, because I'm not sure what else there is.
The non-sucky one.
And it's like, B is used for so many things, it's ridiculous. You know, you're supposed to...
Pick things up with B.
Right.
You put things away with B. You use them with B. You swing your whip with B.
But in addition, it's like, you know, for instance, if you have like a rocket launcher, you can press X to fire. You know, if you press X, you'll fire it. Well, now, if you don't have it, if you've attached it to your back and it's not, you know, available for use that moment, then pressing X will pull it out, and then you can press X again to fire it. Well, if you press B, you put it away. And if you press B, you pull it out. But if you press B again, you just put it away. So you start getting confused, like, oh, B, 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 because you pull it out, and then nothing, and then you put it away. You're like, no, I meant fire. So you gotta pull out again with X and fire it with X. It's like, why do that? Why not just have one button be, you know, attack? You know, pull out an attack. I don't need to put it away. What's the point of putting something away?
Well, the only real use is if it's something that gets used up and you don't want to accidentally use it, I guess.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you're running and you press X, he fires it immediately.
He will automatically do it. Yeah. So it doesn't pull it out.
So if you're holding towards an object and pressing X to punch it, and he doesn't want to punch, then he'll just fire it and blow you up right where you are, which is another problem in its own. But I mean, this thing about, I mean, there's so many buttons on the Xbox controller to begin with. Not as many as you might think at first. You know, there's actually quite a few. It's like, use some other buttons, or just make them consistent at least. And this is something that goes on all across games that really needs to be corrected, just at a usability level.
Yeah, I think... do you think that's used because they wanted to dumb down... They felt like that was dumbing down the controls because it's kind of a family game or something, or...
I don't know.
It's possible. I think the other possibility is because it's not like the game is designed specifically for the Xbox. The Lego games are on multiple consoles and PC and Mac. So there's certainly that issue of like, well, if you're playing this on another thing, you know, we're always going to map these certain actions to this one button. But we played this game pretty... We completed it 100%.
Yeah,
and
thousand out of
this
thousand
is something that was just irritating to both of us the whole time. Of if you stand somewhere and you want to use your whip to swing across, oh, that's also B. Or if you want to, but if you have a key and you want to unlock a door, that's also B. So if you are attempting to unlock the door and you press B, well, it might do the key to unlock the door, or it might do the whip, or you might have a rocket launcher in your hand and it shoots the rocket launcher and blows you up because you're right in front of the door.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is plus, you know, there are these specific spots. Like, you stand on a specific glowing spot to use your whip. And if you press B, you'll use your whip to swing across. Well, if you press A to jump, that also activates your whip to get across. But if it's just to use your whip to pull an object off the wall or to pull something with your whip, A doesn't work because that's a jumping function, so you have to use B with the whip. And it's like, then don't make A work, you know, for the whipping across the section. Just make it solely B. That stuff is just killing us.
Yeah, that confuses things a little too much.
Literally killing us. We lost a lot of lives.
We lost a lot of studs, yeah.
Of course, we were so irritated that we completed the game 100%.
Yeah, show them.
Welcome to Sonic Unleashed for me, you know.
Yeah, speaking of completing things 100%, this also hasn't stopped him from trying to get all the achievements, no matter how insane they are.
For which game?
For what do you mean, for which game? For every game! Like, there's a game that he's not trying to get all the achievements for. I mean, come on.
That's
Doritos
true.
Dash of Destruction. How many achievement points does he have?
Well, that wasn't very difficult, but...
No, because I pressed start on the game, and I got 20 gamer points right off. So it's like... It's a gateway drug is what it is. I'm telling you, Doritos Dash of Destruction. It's like they get you hooked on gamer points, and then you can't stop.
That's their whole plan. Well, Ray's owned an Xbox for all of what, a month and a half,
pretty much,
and he's like at 50% or more of what my gamer score is.
Yeah, I'd say 70%. Yeah,
over the last year or so. So that'll tell you something right there. It won't be long.
Clearly, Ray is the person that they had in mind when they thought of achievement.
Yeah, I think so.
There is someone who will do every last thing, just no matter how insane it is. Now, granted, if it was the old GameCube Mario baseball game, well, Tim would be getting all those achievement points, right?
Yes. I'd be screwed.
You ought to go back and finish that, Ray.
No, I'm not finishing that crap. It's impossible.
Because you can't let me be better than you at anything.
You are better than me, Tim, at life.
At life.
The game of life. We played it twice, and you won both times. I can't believe it. Like, why did I go to college? Why?
We're going to see Ray in one of those articles where they're like, you know, kid gets max score across all Xbox 360 games, you know, like if there's 1,000 games out there, Ray will have, you know, 100,000 or 1,000,000 points or something.
He'll get the
Japanese version of the game so he can double his gamer score.
What's funny is I'll look at a game and I'll like look at its achievements, and like if the achievements look too hard, I'm like, I don't want to get this game because I'm never going to be able to get all these. It needs to be just right.
Hence the Kung Fu Panda 1,000 out of 1,000. Have that yet?
No, I'm not going for it, no. What? When it says beat the game without dying, I'm like, you know what? No.
But you beat the game without shooting a bullet or something in
Mega Man 9. Yeah. No. He gets these insane he just downplayed like, oh, beat the game without dying for Kung Fu Panda. Oh, I'm not gonna do that. Meanwhile he like beat the game 10 times in Mega Man 9 without shooting a bullet. Or dying once, or using an eat canister, or whatever.
And, I couldn't even get to the first checkpoint in the demo.
Noobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because we played Lego Indiana Jones. It's 100% complete. I'm like, okay, we've done everything. We've unlocked all the secrets. We've bought everything. It's literally 100% complete. It's like, well, no, but like I could, but if like I... If I scream and kill someone 50 times, I'm going to get some more gamer points. So I'm just going to run around screaming, you know?
If I use my whip to swing across 250 times, I get an...
Yeah, it's like, look,
You'll sit there and go back and forth and back and forth.
That was right.
If I want to watch Willy scream, I'll just watch the movie, you know? I mean, that's enough.
And the truth is you don't want to watch him scream. That's the problem.
It's very entertaining in the game. I'll give you that. I mean,
Is hilarious.
That's her special ability. You know, it's like, oh, she screams. Cool.
It's great for just running into like the middle of enemies and just screaming. You know, like you look like you're gonna run in to do some justice, and then she just stops and puts her hands on her head and screams. And it's like, oh, jeez. Willy.
Meanwhile, Indy is trying to unlock a door, and instead he's blowing himself up with a rocket launcher. I don't remember that from the movies.
I don't remember him ever holding a rocket launcher in the movie, to be honest.
The fourth one.
Well, that one doesn't count. It's not part of the
official Indiana Jones canon. I don't remember that. I don't remember anything. I've erased it from my memory. I surgically removed it from my brain.
Oh, brother. Well, I guess I can go next.
We're doing Black Dooms, by the way, if anyone wants to go next.
Let me guess, Tim hasn't thought of one yet. That's why he asked me. He doesn't actually care if I have one. He's just like hoping that he will have another few seconds to like frantically look through his RSS feeds and find
I've been
something.
Doing that all this whole time. That's why I extended the indie dialogue
you suck.
A little longer.
This makes my editing job so much harder. So you screwing around looking for things that you're not prepared for. Here we are at night, you're like, come on, Ray, let's get this thing going. Like, you ready? Yeah, I've been ready. The whole podcast, you're looking for your stuff. Jeez.
No, the real problem is I have two now that I don't know which one to whittle down, but...
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. Then you say both of them, I have to edit at one. Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
Okay, well, my Black Doom award is to the Xbox 360 wireless USB adapter. We didn't talk about this last time, did we?
I think we've all given it a Black Doom at some point.
Well, I'm chiming in. It's the triumvirate now.
Yes.
3 for 3. The wireless adapter for the Xbox 360. Okay, look, fine. You didn't want to build in Wi-Fi. Okay, I get it. It's not a huge deal. But $100 for this thing? $100? I mean, I was just at Best Buy, and you can get a USB And you know, someone said, oh, well, it's because it goes up to G, you know, 802.11G.
No.
Well, I just saw one in the store for $50 that does B and G. That's a USB.
I've seen them at Fry's for $10, so that's a rip. The fact that it's been $100 for, what, 3 years now, and they've never dropped the price?
It's just unconscionable. Sick. It's sick and it's totally unconscionable, in my opinion, because this isn't like some proprietary dongle or something. I mean, this is basic wireless networking here with USB. I mean, USB is like the cheapest technology. That's why all the computers use it, because it's friggin' cheap. So it's unconscionable to me that they're charging $100 for this thing.
I agree. I don't know how they can be the hardcore system without Wi-Fi built in, first of all. But and they've never included it, and even like I think the Elite system still doesn't have it, right, Ray?
Oh man, don't say that.
Well, it's too hot. You know, I mean, I'm sure if they included it, you'd have to buy that extra
cooling
adapter
you
install onto the back so that your temperature on your Xbox, you can play it longer at cooler temperatures.
Oh, goodness.
That's
gracious.
Only like $50, right?
I don't remember. Geez.
Well, I have settled on a Black Doom Award, and it goes to whoever the heck decided to sell a fireplace on Xbox Live for $5. It's just it's a fireplace. It's like a picture of a fire that's
like,
going.
Like a Sims fireplace?
Dude, it's the Yule log.
It's, yeah, whatever. It's a little animation of a fire.
Are you telling me you've never watched the Yule log before?
I've never watched the Yule log.
You know what it is?
It's local, Ray. It's not like national thing.
No.
This is a little Salem thing.
Is it really?
Well, it's filmed at Timberline Lodge in Oregon.
Okay, okay.
So it's run on the PBS station in Oregon, or OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Can't say I've ever seen OPB.
Yeah, well, because you're not in Oregon. So, like, if you had, I would have some serious questions for you.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's just like an hour-long recording of a fire.
Well, actually, I will say this. There is a channel similar to that, I guess, now that I understand what you're saying, at my in-laws, and they would play Christmas music to, like, basically a fire.
So, are you saying we have so many channels now that there's a whole Yule Log channel somewhere out there? Just 24 hours Yule Log marathon?
I believe that is true, yes.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
But that makes my point even stronger, is you could turn on your TV and get music to a real fireplace, or you can pay $5 to turn on your Xbox and your TV and just get the log.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And
yeah,
it's not even a real
one. Yeah, $5 is a bit much. I mean, $3.99 maybe, but...
Well, yeah. But here's the thing is, Microsoft gave away that stupid little snow globe thing where you could shake it and put your little friends in the snow globe. And they gave away a little theme with a Christmas background. So it was like, oh,
yeah,
you know, a couple... Little cute. It's free, so who cares if it's stupid, right?
Right.
But when they put something stupid,
apparently people at 2P start, right? You know, if it's free, it's like, this is stupid comic. Get out of here, people.
Yeah, see, that's why they shouldn't be complaining. It's because we don't charge them to read our comics.
Not that you know of.
Ray, what are you trying to say here?
I want my mill back.
Well, Ray, my only advice for you as we come to the end of this podcast is, if you don't come up with a musical Misfits, we will have more nasty comments on the site.
And finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Each week, listeners of 2P Start Live submit their favorite video game songs that have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play it in full after the show's over, for those who are interested. This week, it's a song submitted by commenter Sheppy, who suggested the ending theme from the NES game Life Force. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better, because there's no more Eddie. With that, he's Tim.
He's Eddie.
And he's Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Not me.
Bye-bye.